What's up, guys? Welcome to the first ever KF Games AF Cast. My name is Andy, and I'm joined, as always, by the cool student video games, Nick Scarpino.
It's a pleasure to be here, Andy. It's a pleasure, finally, for this show to talk about a game that I'm very, very passionate about. As you know, I did a lot of preview content for Kinda Funny. I've been all over this game since the second it was announced, and I'm happy that people have been waiting and haven't looked at any other reviews so that they can just hear what you and I have to say about The Last of Us Part 2.
This episode is brought to you by Honey, but we'll get to that later. Nick, it feels like we've waited an eternity for this damn game. And I'm glad it's finally here because I've played it, I have finished it, and I gotta say I think it's one of the best games I've ever played. And it's an incredible journey. They've definitely improved a lot of the mechanics that the fans have been asking for from the first game. You know, I think when I played Bloodborne, I was so used to dodging away from enemies, and upon replaying Part 1 before Part 2 came out of The Last of Us. Anytime an enemy would come after me, I would hit the circle button and I wouldn't dodge. I would just crouch down into a crouched position. And it's such a horrifying feeling to have that because you want that dodge button somewhere. And for them to say, here you go, gamers, let's give you a little dodge button on the L1 button. I feel like praising them too much for that is a little over the top, but it has changed the game completely where hordes of clickers are coming at you. You got runners. You got all sorts of enemies coming at you. And dodging out of the way, making an escape, I think is just an incredible improvement. What are your thoughts on some of the changes?
I'm happy to share those. It's crazy because obviously for me, all kidding aside, I just played The Last of Us Part 1 like 5 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. We finished that. So to me, I'm like, dude, it was so brand new coming off that story. I think that game was phenomenal, but I think everything that game had that lacked a little bit, this more than makes up for. I'll be honest, like so for me, I really prefer a game experience that's, you know, from 10 to 15 hours, and this game's longer than that. And so recently, when I got to what I thought was sort of a natural kind of midpoint of the game, I was like, okay, I'm actually going to kick this down to very light. Because I just want to see how the story ends. And I don't think that's a criticism of the game itself. I think that's actually high praise for the storytellers and the writers and the actors, because I need to see now how this story culminates. Mm-hmm. And that's 100% because of all the voice acting, 100%. I think Ashley Johnson knocks us out of the park. I think the full cast across the board is one of the few times in video games that I've played something where I have been completely immersed and where I have felt that the performances really, really, really stand out. Because for me, Andy, what always happens is I'm like, the performances are great, but I'm so turned off by the fact that you're looking at this rendered image that I can't suspend disbelief. But this game, they're so good. Everyone's so good. Ashley Johnson somehow finds a way to emote through the eyes of this like rendered engine character that I'm blown away by how in the story I am.
Yeah, you sort of lose it. You've become attached to these characters. You care about them, and even in certain cases where sometimes you hate them, sometimes you love them. I think Naughty Dog has done such an incredible job of putting you in their shoes. Right? What would I do in this situation? How would I react? How would I feel? And I think it's. They've just done a phenomenal job in terms of story. I'm not trying to spoil anything.
Yeah, we're trying not to spoil anything.
I kind of just want to maybe cut it off there with my thoughts because you haven't beat the game yet. I have, and I adored it. When I rolled credits on it, I just couldn't believe my eyes. I was emotional. I was like, wow, what a journey. Now, you having just beaten The Last of Us 1, you had a lot of critical feedback, and it sort of took the internet by storm. NeoGAF, Reset Era, GameFAQs, GamePro, Game Informer, everywhere all over the internet was just going crazy, saying, "Wow, Nick is really taking it to Neil right now with his criticism." So what sort of transpired between you all?
Well, you know, I mean, first and foremost, shout out to me for having the courage to send those criticisms in a very public manner to Neil, because as far as I know, Andy, no one's actually done that.
Correct.
Yet.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone's given him that feedback. You know, I had some feedback. I thought there should be less swimming in the game, and that was addressed. I thought there should be more bullets. You know, I actually, unfortunately, he didn't address that one, but I have to be, you know, be the change you want to see in the world, Andy. I just kicked it down to a very light difficulty level, and bullets are everywhere.
Wow.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. That is just a great function that they allow you to do that whenever you want. Also, shout out to the accessibility team that has a deep, deep, deep amount of accessibility options for this, because I got so tired of, you know, another criticism I had was, hey man, I don't want to pick stuff up anymore because hitting triangle just becomes a chore after 15 hours. And then he was like, I got you, man. And they put this thing in the game where you can just turn that off. And your character just runs around grabbing stuff like she's stoned out of her mind in a grocery store. Just like Scar, like I was the first time I smoked weed. I was like, where are the Rice Krispie patties? I need these. I need these Rice Krispie cakes. I want
treats
anything that has
treats
Rice
the word
Krispie
you're looking for.
That is what that's what I was looking for, Andy.
Cakes and patties.
There's, by the way, I said there needs to be more bricks. There's bricks everywhere in this game now. And I think there's so, like, I mean, I have it on good authority, Andy, and I don't want to talk about my source. So please don't ask me who my source was.
Okay.
But I have it on good authority that they weren't going to include any brick buildings in the game at all until they heard my feedback. And now I'm happy to say they're actually tearing down parts of the real Seattle to put up more brick buildings in honor of all the bricks that are in The Last of Us 2.
Wow. That's heroic.
Obviously, the other big criticism that I had, Andy, was I was like, this game, Last of Us 1, should get a sequel. And it's weird that no one thought about that. And then 5 weeks later, you know, I'm not going to say that I'm an inspiration, Andy, but turning around a game of this magnitude in 5 weeks because of something I said on the internet, it seems like maybe I have a lot more to offer the world. Like, I feel like, and I'm saying this just candidly between you and me and the audience right now, just the three of us, maybe I should be on PS I Love You. Maybe that should be my show from
your vehicle that because, you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it should be PS We Love Nick. That's a new show.
Well, you know, we have a couple special guests joining us, Nick, and I'm really excited about this. We have a lot of the cast and crew joining. Director and writer Neil Druckmann, we are so honored to have you here. What were your first thoughts when you heard Nick's feedback about The Last of Us?
It was a personal attack directly on me.
Thanks, Neil. Thanks for being on one of our shows.
Neil, are peanut M&Ms a superior M&M?
Yes.
Wow.
Neil, how do you feel about pineapple on pizza?
I would say, have you turned on the news lately? Have you looked at what's going on around the world?
No idea what that
incredible
means.
Incredible stuff. Neil, a couple weeks back, HBO announces that they are actually going to release the Snyder Cut. And so that Zack Snyder can go back and fix a lot of the issues from the Justice League movie. Have you thought about telling fans that you're going to release the Scarpino cut of Last of Us Part 1?
Yes, we had a lot of discussions.
Awesome. Really cool. Were they good discussions or bad? Can we get a little hint? All right. I tried, everybody. Neil, we're going to have to let you go, unfortunately, because we have Troy Baker joining us, star of The Last of Us 1 and 2. Joel, this is an honor. Troy Baker, it's awesome to have you here, man.
Troy, is 5 scarves too many scarves? Do you have a closet full of fedoras?
Troy, if there is ever an Uncharted sequel, will you star in it, and will your character be named Fedora the Explorer? Troy, thank you so much for joining us, man. We appreciate you. We love you. We love you so much, dude. But we're going to let you go because we have the star of The Last of Us 2. Ellie herself is here, Ashley Johnson.
Yeah, Ashley, in the game, your character Ellie has some really cool tattoos. What tattoo should I get? I think we've lost her. Did we lose Ashley? Can we get Ashley back? Are we hearing? I don't have.
Yeah, I think
she's gone.
Must have had an internet drop or something like that. That's gonna do it for us, folks. I had a blast doing this, Nick. Thank you for joining me. for the first ever KF Games AF cast. Nick, where can people find you?
People can find me on Twitter at Nick_Scarpino, and I pretty much will just be exclusively tweeting at Neil Druckmann for what my expectation is, Andy, to The Last of Us Part 3 coming out in 6 weeks.
Okay, we look forward to that, Nick. Thank you so much, guys. Take it away, KFAF.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nick.
I'm Andy.
And you're watching KFAF, the greatest show on the internet. Now, the greatest gaming review show on the internet.
Wow. Nick, you think we can get like our own sponsors? And
What I want, Andy, what I want for both of us, me mostly, but for you as well because you're here, is I want to be able to tweet out that thing that people do when they launch the podcast for the first time and they go to the iTunes store or like the podcast app and we're like top 10 trending. And like, that's what I want for us. That's what I want for KF dude. Gamescast AF.
It's called KF Games AF Cast, but yeah, you'll get there.
And this is what I love about you, Andy. Identified a problem right off the bat.
Get the
I
branding
don't know what
right.
The name
is. Yeah, we get the branding right. We'll be on that top 10 page. We'll be right underneath Car Talk, right? We'll be above PS I Love You, though. That's what we're looking for right here, man.
Until we launch PS We Love Nick, in which case. Andy, we got a game of all games. If there was a throne, I would call it the Game of Thrones. That's a thing I made up right off the top of my head.
Really? Wow.
Yes. One card left. Another thing I made up off the top of my head. One card to rule them all.
That exists as well. Yeah.
Look at this. Look what I'm doing here. I'm making fun claws. They call Nick Arene claws. No one's ever seen this before. Sneak, sneaky, Andy. I'm full of new and exciting ideas.
Yeah, those are four references. What else you got? What else you got?
Whoever holds this Coke Zero, if he's worthy, he could have the almighty power of Nick Scarpino.
Wow, a lot of pop culture references here. How many can you name, audience? Let us know in the comments.
Does it hurt when you pee?
Surgery station.
You might have an STD.
Surgery station.
Is there blood in your poo?
Surgery station. We're the doctors for you.
All right, Nick. So you've been kind of on a roll lately.
Woo! And doctor, I've been on a tear, bro. I'm coming after you like you owe me money.
It's honestly kind of scary because I regret kind of giving you this olive branch, Nick. I took an olive and I stuck it in a tree and it grew an olive branch. And I extended it to you and said, I've got quite the lead here. Let's see if you can catch up. And I'm worried I may have ruined this for myself.
You took an olive and you stuffed it in a tree and out of that came an olive branch.
Yeah, you just jam it right in there. And over time, with enough exposure to sunlight and moonlight, you need the moon in there as well. A lot of people underestimate the moon's powers.
It's what moves the ocean.
Yeah, and with enough exposure, that branch just boop, popped out and I extended it to you. And you've gotten three pieces in a row, I think? Or are you going for your third, the final one?
I think this would be my third and final one. The score right now is $2,600 to $2,600, and there's one card on the table. Again, one card.
I can't
to rule them all.
I swear, you've got to be screwed with
one
me.
One card only.
That's another reference. Bing. That's another reference.
Bing. Andy, it's my go. And as you know, we're going to do the Adam's apple is the last. God, did you see what that did to me? Yeah. Did you see what just happened to me? This card wants to be in my pocket.
It does, yeah.
It just hopped out of my hand and said, put me, Andy, and let me go into the next little pocket.
Fucking get the apple. Hurry up. Get the goddamn.
Andy, let me play with Nick's chapstick in his pocket. It's got sunscreen in it. Andy.
What? Is that another reference I don't get?
We are the dreamers of dreams. Okay.
Okay.
Now, Andy, I asked you to sing last episode to me, and you kind of did it, but you half-assed it. So could you please sing the Lord of the Rings theme to me right now? God damn it. Damn it. You know what it was? I was in the zone, and then when you did such a stunning rendition of the Lord of the Rings theme that I went off to the far-off plains of Hobbit Town.
Hobbiton,
otherwise known as New Zealand.
I've got two problems, Nick. I've got two problems.
Mm-hmm. Start with the second problem. Give me the first
problem. Start with the second problem. Okay, second problem is Whenever I'm singing the Jurassic Park theme song, it eventually turns into the John Cena theme song. And vice versa. So John Cena. See, same vibe. That's my second problem.
I see.
Second problem.
I can understand that.
First problem. When I'm singing the Hobbiton song.
Can I guess where you're gonna go with this?
Go ahead.
You accidentally start singing Titanic.
God, you were right on it. We're right here, dude.
We're here.
I always have the issue. I want to go straight into you're here. There's nothing. Jesus Christ, what is it? The acoustics in here. All right, Nick, going for the apple. Where the fuck? Oh my God, the apple is so in there, Nick.
This is your game to lose,
my friend.
How
am I supposed to get in there?
I don't know. It's anyone's guess. I mean, the fact of the matter is, if I have to lose to someone at Kind of Funny, I'm glad it's you.
It feels like I'm doing actual surgery because it's like it looks like one of those zoom-in cameras that gets down your throat to show you when they're burning off a piece of meat or... You know what I mean? Whatever the throat surgeries do.
When they burn off throat meat?
Yeah, throat meat.
There's actually a lot of doctors that specialize in throat meat surgeries. Because they get it out of there in case you get a lot. Like, especially if you went to In-N-Out.
And fuck! Shut up! Quit talking!
And I live to die another day, my friend.
God damn it, dude.
You got nothing.
God,
you got
damn
no
it.
Special
it's,
sauce. You got no business being in this game
the
with me.
The stem was
Cortez.
So readily available for me to little pinch on. I couldn't do it.
You got no business being in this game with me, Cortez.
Well, on to next week. We'll see if this ends next week. I hope to God.
You know what I always say, Andy? Get busy living or get busy dying. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of KFAF is brought to you by Honey. Listen. We all shop online a lot, especially right now. But did you know you can make online shopping even better? You can with Honey. Honey is the free online shopping tool that saves you money online. Honey automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart, which makes online shopping finally feel as easy as it's supposed to be. Here's how it works. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites like Target or Sephora or Macy's or Etsy or Lululemon or DoorDash, all these places, right? When you check out, this little box drops down and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds for it to scan for every promo code on the internet and then boom, watch the price drop. We've used Honey before. Tim actually told me about Honey before they even started sponsoring us because he and Kevin use it all the time to buy stuff both in their personal life and also for the business. I've seen a lot of the stuff Kevin's bought, and honestly, this has saved us a lot of bucks, even just buying random one-off equipment here and there. Definitely you should check this out. If not, you're just leaving money on the table, ladies and gentlemen. Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. Did you know Honey supports over 30,000 stores online and they're adding more every day? Users love Honey. That's why it has over 100,000 five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store. Not using Honey is literally passing up free money. It's free to use and installs in just a few seconds. Plus, it's now part of the PayPal family. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/morning. That's joinhoney.com/morning. Now back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, last week we asked you to submit your Photoshop challenge submissions with the theme Star Trek in honor of our Star Trek in review, which we are wrapping up. We actually wrapped up last week, but doesn't matter. It's gonna be fun. A lot of you came at it. I'm seeing a lot of good submissions here, and a lot of people I've never seen before. So we're very excited about
awesome.
This. Andy, we're gonna kick it up with Ellie Zelda's dada over on Twitter. Let's take a look.
Oh my God!
You,
I didn't know what was in there. I couldn't tell what work had been done.
Damn it! It's so good. Why is it so good?
It took me so long, and like I was looking, I was like, "All right, there's Data, there's fucking Picard,
there's Geordi.
Where am I?"
Oh, man.
This is incredible.
It's so funny. I love this. I love this.
Immediately, I got a winner. Like, this is the winner.
This is the winner. We could just stop. We could just stop. But we
God damn. Fantastic job, Zelda's dad. That is incredible.
They put the communicator button, the Starfleet emblem on my chest, and they put I think by this rank I am a commander because I've got 3 full dots, just like Commander Will Riker over here on the right.
Congratulations.
Very excited. Thanks, man. I mean, you know, come out of the gate hot. That's awesome. Out of the academy, and you too can be a commander right out of
this
the gate.
This is so good. God damn it.
That's so funny. Lights Burrito is number 2. Let's look at it. Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
I don't like this at
all. Greg with a bald head. Oh, no. I hate it. I've never seen this or conceptualized this before, Nick.
I want him to go bald so bad. Because what? He will look terrible.
You are all about that Schadenfreude. You just want other people to suffer, man.
Because we suffer, Andy. I want them to suffer. I want them to understand my suffering as a man who's losing his hair. And the only way to do that is to be with me. On my level.
This is pretty
damn good.
Greg
never will be.
You as Worf, horrifying.
You as Data, they made your skin.
Oh, yeah.
Just the normal color that they made your skin the color your camera makes your skin every day.
Yeah, they made me look more jaundiced than usual, I guess.
It's great. Yeah. This is great.
I love this. Good submission. Fantastic job, Adam. Great job, Light to Burrito.
Ben, please be excited. Coming in with number 3. Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. I forgot to even make that a Photoshop challenge. Our creation.
Oh, this is
fantastic, great. Ben. Look at Blessing, Kevin, the Milk Mommy. I didn't even notice Kevin.
Oh my God, that's terrifying. That's terrifying.
Wait, who's Worf? Greg?
So Worf is Greg, I think. Andy, you look like your Commander Data. Blessing, of course, Geordi LaForge. We've got the Milk Mommy as Deanna Troi.
And you're Riker.
And then randomly Fran as Beverly Crusher.
It still looks sexy.
I don't know why. And then Ben, for no reason.
Made you old.
Made me old, Will Riker. Will Riker, not that old in the show.
No
character ever had that. At all.
You
I don't
know
even
what?
That's my hair, by the way.
Nick, I'm starting to assume that maybe Ben's been coming after you. Now I'm starting to sort of see.
Now? This is just starting now.
This is sort
you
of
didn't
like,
believe me before.
Like opening my eyes to, oh, he's definitely been attacking you for sure.
Kyle, you. What the hell? Oh, Kyle Yulden. Kyle Yulden? Kyle?
Try it 2 more times.
Gave us this next one. Let's take a look. Oh, this is good. Oh, wow.
So I don't understand the reference, but I love the way
it looks. So this is from an original episode of the original show called The Trouble with Tribbles, where they're all getting buried and by these little furry things that keep replicating.
The one from Beyond.
Right. So you can see one of them up there in the top left with the Milk Mommy face. That, I believe, is a Tribble.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he's used that to just bury Greg in his own shame of Nutter Butters.
I love this.
And it's perfect.
This is great. Greg this looks really awesome good. With that body.
God, I know.
You know what I mean? And that hair, too.
He does.
You know what I think some of real. It is?
What's that?
You know, I think Greg's hair has been improving at an exponential rate, right? But one thing I think that'll take it to the next level is if the part is moved a little bit, shifted a tiny bit towards the center, mm-hmm. like the way Shatner has it here. Because Greg's is like at the very, very end of it, it's parted, right? I feel like if it was moved over maybe a half an inch to towards
see,
the center.
So you don't have a part though. It's difficult because you have to define that part and you go with it.
Yeah, sure.
So they'd have to redefine his part completely, which he could do. But the problem is he shaved the sides. Now I'm at a point where I could redefine my part, and I'm thinking about doing that potentially later down the road when
redefine
I can visit Barbara again.
Great job, Kyle. Thank you so much for this
good job,
submission.
Kyle.
Appreciate that.
Let's see. Chance to Pants.
Oh, God.
Number 5. Oh,
fuck.
No. That is the stuff of nightmares. Kevin Milk Mommy Coelho as a Ferengi is.
So that character's name is Quark?
That is Quark. He is a Ferengi that is on Deep Space 9.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that is.
It sucks. Like, I love it, but
terrifying.
It sucks to look at. Yeah.
I hate it. I hate this. But I love it so much.
Phenomenal job, Chance the Pants. And again, we get Paula's just unedited face, but because if you were to edit it, you wouldn't fully get all the shame that she's experiencing.
It's a combination of shame, but also just being completely and totally apathetic and desensitized to it. Yeah. Like, the recognition that I should be ashamed by this, but I've dealt with it for so long that I just no longer feel any which way toward it at all.
I can't look at this face anymore, man. Let's move on. Chance to Pants, thank you so much for that submission. Number 6 is from BJ Bernardo.
Oh, that's great. We're Borg. You'll laugh at our jokes.
This is awesome.
Resistance is futile. This is great.
This is awesome.
This is so great.
We have the milk mommy on top. Oh, I love this.
The Borg queen. That's perfect.
Was that a scary moment when Picard kind of went Borg?
When he became Locutus?
Yeah.
It was terrifying.
Yeah.
Yes. And then, of course, haunted. He was haunted by it for the rest of his life. He had those moments where he'd have nightmares about it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's scary. This is awesome, BJ. I love it. I love not only the job that was done with all the coloration. Obviously, there's a lot of photoshopping that had to be done of this. But just conceptually, I love the idea that we want people to like us so much. You know,
it's so like we are willing to pander.
Yeah.
We to the lowest possible degree just for people to love us.
Thank you, BJ. And our final submission is from Erd Not Chris. Let's see. Submission number 7. Call 1-800-473-4789 to purchase the special edition. It's kind of funny. The complete collection. And it looks like all of us got our own series, which is really cool.
So starting from left to right, we've got Greg as Captain Kirk. I disagree. It's okay.
The original
series. We've got me as Jean-Luc Picard.
You look good bald, man.
That's what I'm saying, man. Let me just do it, Andy. I'm ready to go. Let's pull the trigger. Let's shave the head. Let's trim the forest. Of course, we got Blessing as Sisko.
Oh, wait, but hold on. I love that you are the first generation, and then Blessing's the next generation.
Okay.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
That's really
cool. That is pretty cool. So Greg's the OG. I'm the first generation. Blessing's the next generation. You're just Nitro.
I'm not. Kind of Funny Nitro, which would be an incredible series.
That would be awesome.
That's the one that's like Nitro. A little bit more extreme and a little less about science and morality and just more about like just fucking cool guns and shooting and stuff.
It's more about esports.
Yeah.
It's more about they're not even on a starship. They're just in someone's like rocket mortgage room.
Yeah, absolutely. Sponsored by Cook and Loans. But I'll tell you what, the starship that Tim is in, he's on Starship Hype. And that's a cool series. That's the most recent series that only lasted 3 episodes, got canceled immediately on CBS All Access. Let's read the description here. It says, enjoy all 5 series of the award-winning franchise, Kinda Funny. Feeling nostalgic, watch the original series that started it all with Captain Miller and his time on the starship Takagami, or Journey to the Distant Past in the prequel series with Captain Scarpino, and witness the first time humans left our solar system. In for something a little more modern, join Captain Adeoye. Wow, that sounds cool. Captain Adeoye. As he takes helm of the flagship of the Federation from Captain Miller. Is he ready for this new challenge? Still want more? Jump into the spin-off stories of Captains Cortez and Geddes after being given command of their own starships. I love this. This is awesome.
I think it's great. Not canonically factual, though. Because, of course, Tim being Kind of Funny Starship Hype, that was Enterprise. That actually was about the captains, if I'm not mistaken, the first captains to leave our solar system in the original Enterprise.
Was that worth it? Was that worth it, that interjection?
I'm going to cut that out. I'll be honest with you. If I leave that, if that makes it in this episode, I'll be mystified.
Thank you so much to all of our entries, man. This week was great. Y'all fucking brought it, dude.
I'm going to give the winner though to the first one. I'm going to give it to David, Ellie's eldest dada, because that is such a clean burn.
It's perfect. Clean. It's pretty perfect. I'll give us a second honorable mention to BJ Bernardo's The Borg one.
That was good.
Not only do I love it conceptually, but I love just how the colors and everything were done on it. I think it's a fantastic shopping job.
I'll also give honorable mention to Chance the Pants, who gave us Kevin as the Ferengi. Never do this again, and never tweet this out. Don't put this public, because you're going to cause a car accident.
Yeah, people see this shit when they're driving. Don't ever do this.
Next week's Photoshop challenge is this picture. Put it up right there. Boom. You can find that at kindoffunny.com/GregSucks. That'll take you right to his tweet with that picture. And you guys can take that. Do with it as you please. Mm-hmm. Of course, remember to tweet your submissions at kindoffunny with the hashtag KFAF. Please do not tweet them or tag me or Andy, and then we'd like to see them fresh so we can laugh. Which now that I think about it is just like, wow, we're really making them do all the work, Andy, and we reap all the rewards. But that's probably how it should be. And now it's time for Ask Andy Anything.
Ask Andy Anything.
First question for Ask Andy Anything this week comes from Chad Van. Says, hey, Andy, I'm planning on moving on, to an apartment with my girlfriend in the next few months. What should I be prepared for in this new venture?
Ooh. Okay, so it sounds like this is the first time they're moving together at all?
That would be my guess, yes.
Okay. Understand when to respect her space. Understand when she's sort of giving you signals like, hey, back off, I don't really want to interact with you right now. I think that's super important to learn that quickly as possible. Because there may be times where you're interacting with her and maybe she's kind of moody and she isn't really responding in the way that you would hope. And at that point, just give her space. And maybe she's dealing with something at work or something outside that you're not really super aware of. And just give her time to breathe and, you know, ask her, you need anything? Let me know. And I think that's super important to help those living relationships work. Nick, do you have any advice?
I would say, absolutely, Andy, everything you just said was great. I would also say just occasionally, for no reason whatsoever, bring her flowers.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. And when you come home with them and she says, are those for me? Just say no.
Yep.
And then put them in a vase, put them in your office. Next question comes from Wise Mark. Hey, Andy, Mrs. Takagami liked one of my reply tweets. Do you think this means she likes me more than Nick? Should I take it as an invite to stay at her house?
Immediately, I thought he was talking about Joey, but I guess he's talking about Joey's mom.
No, if we only refer to Mrs. Takagami. We only refer to Joey as Mrs. Takagami when she's in trouble.
Got it.
Okay. Mrs. Takagami.
I thought that was Boanna.
Oh, that's when she's being bad.
That's true. I think Mrs. Takagami would prefer to have anybody in her vicinity other than Nick.
It's not true at all. I have it on very good authority that I am Mrs. Takagami's favorite. And if that has been rebuffed or refuted, I disagree. Next question comes from Javi Rodriguez. Says, if someone narrated your life, who would you want it to be?
Oh, Andy? Wow. Wow. Gosh, I would love Oscar Isaac as Hernandez Estrada. Like for him to like to say in the Rio Grande Valley, you know, in El Valle, in the RGV, Andres Cortez grew up. I just want to hear Oscar Isaac roll his R's, you know.
Me too. That sounds fun.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for Ask Andy Anything. And that's it for our show. Andy, this has been a hell of a good one. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be a part of this show, you can go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and back us at the $5 or above tier, where you can suggest Photoshop challenge themes or Ask Andy Anything questions or just themes for bits that you want to see. Of course, if you got no bucks to give, no big deal. Leave a comment in the comments below. Make sure you like and subscribe to our channel because we love seeing those subs go up. They make us feel good and comforted, like the hug of a warm blanket. Until next week, I've been Nick.
I've been Andy.
You've just been AF'd.
Troy, if you were to star in the next Uncharted game, would your character be called Fedora the Explorer?
The man wears one fedora one time in front of me, and I can't let it go. I can't let it go. Because he's so good looking.
Let me try.
Fedora the Explorer is fucking great.
I really want to try that again.
You got to nail that without laughing. You have to nail that without laughing. Is five scarves too many scarves? He's gonna punch me in the face. Everyone's going to fuck me up next time they see me. I hope this pandemic lasts forever. Because I can't go outside. It's scary out there for me.